I am Cassandra Okechukwu. I'm a doctoral candidate in the Department of Society, Human Development and Health at Harvard School of Public Health. And I'm also an occupational health nurse trained at the Educational Research Center at Johns Hopkins University. The focus of my current work is on health promotion, worksite design and evaluation of worksite-based health promotion intervention. And so that's why we organized this session. This is a session where we're going to talk about the integration of worksite health promotion and occupational health protection. So this figure represents what is the ideal situation. This is how we've conceptualized this integration. And this figure represents what you see. Here you see occupational health protection, and these are people who have been tasked with maintaining the health and safety condition in the workplace, working hand in hand with people in worksite health promotion. And these are people who mainly work to promote healthy lifestyle behaviors among workers in the workplace. So, in ideally, what we see is these two groups of people getting together and working hand in hand towards one goal of improving the health of workers. However, we have the reality. The reality is that this concept and this model is easier to conceptualize than it is to implement. This is because of the different history of the two fields. Historically, occupational health protection and health promotion fields have worked separately from one another, even though it's both in the same workplace. And their training and experiences are very different. Their history is very different. They read different journals, and they attend separate conferences. And even when they are at the same conference, like at APHA, they have different sections to which they belong and go to different sections. And quite importantly, they approach interventions to address any threats to workers' health with a different way of looking at things. While occupational health chooses job redesign and engineering controls as their first option, the main goal of worksite health promotion is to change behavior of workers. Maybe more importantly, is the fact that funds and resources have historically and also currently been allocated differentially for both fields. Usually, health promotion enjoys a lot of support from employers. That's usually not always the case. And oftentimes, investments are made in health promotion, while little investments are made in health protection, occupational health protection. So therein lies the tension between the two fields. And so these are two fields that we're trying to get to work together, and we have this new paradigm of integration of occupational health protection with worksite health promotion. But we have this history that affects the way that they can work together. So to shed more light on this issue, we gathered leaders in worksite health promotion and leaders in occupational health protection, along with leaders in union and a leader in union, and also we have someone from the employer perspective to shed more light on this issue. And the people we have speaking today, the first person you'll hear from is Dr. Gloria Sorensen. Dr. Sorensen is the director for the Center for Community-Based Research at the Nafaba Cancer Institute. She's also a professor at Harvard School of Public Health. Dr. Sorensen's current research includes working with unionized workers, unionized truck drivers and dock workers to decrease their tobacco consumption, improve their diet, and also to increase their physical activities. She will present an overview of the scientific and empirical evidence for integrating health promotion with occupational health protection. After you hear from Dr. Gloria Sorensen, you hear from Dr. Laura Punnett. Dr. Punnett will also present the scientific evidence for integrated model of occupational health protection and worksite health promotion, with a focus on her work in occupational health and her experiences as the director for the Center to Promote Health in the New England Workplace. Dr. Punnett is also a professor in the Department of Work Environment at University of Massachusetts Lowell. She's a senior associate of the Center for Women and Work, also at University of Massachusetts Lowell. Her primary research background is on the epidemiology of work-related musculoskeletal disorders, which she has investigated in manufacturing, clerical work, construction, and in healthcare. And after you've heard from Dr. Punnett, we'll switch sides a little to go from academia to hear from Ms. Ann Brockhurst. Ms. Brockhurst is a senior consultant in the Washington, D.C. office of OLC Worldwide, where since 1990, she has provided assistance to clients on a wide range of occupational health issues. The focus of her work is to promote effective occupational safety and health program and practices, and to facilitate constructive communication between business, labor, and government agencies. She's the current president for the Society for Chemical Hazard Communication. After you've heard the three presentations, you're going to get a reaction from Mr. Bill Bowiegan. Mr. Bowiegan is the founding director of the Occupational Health and Safety Program of the 1.9 million member Service Employees International Union. Mr. Bowiegan has led SEIU's educational and regulatory efforts on a wide range of health and safety issues. This includes passage of the Asbestos Hazard Emergency Response Act and also promulgation of the OSHA Bloodborne Pathogen Standards in 1991. And we have a leader who has been tasked with bringing all the talk together, tying up all the talk, and that's our discussant today, Dr. Greg Wagner. Dr. Wagner is a professor at Harvard School of Public Health. He's also a senior advisor for the National Institute for Occupational Health, Occupational Safety and Health. Until 2004, he served as the director of NIOSH's Division of Respiratory Diseases Studies. And as a member of the senior NIOSH leadership, Dr. Wagner played a key role in the development of the National Occupational Research Agenda, which has guided occupational health research and funding in the U.S. since 1996. So it would be great to get his perspective, since he knows a lot about this funding and resource allocation.